Old Faithful. Sir Handel stayed shut up for several days, but one market day Peter Sam could not work. He needed repairs. Sir Handel was glad to come out. He tried to be kind, but the coaches didn't trust him. They were awkward and rude. He even sang them little songs, but it was no use. It was most unfortunate too. And Sir Handel had to check suddenly to avoid running over a sheep. "He's bumped us," screamed the coaches. "Let's pay him out." The coaches knew that all the engines must go carefully at the place near the big station, but there was a cross with Sir Handel and they didn't care what they did. They surged into Sir Handel, making him launch off the line. Luckily, no one was hurt. Sir Handel limped onto the shed. The tin controller inspected the damage. "No more work for you today," he said. "Bother those coaches. We must take the village people home and fetch the tests, all without an engine." "What about me, sir?" said a voice. "Scarlery," he exclaimed. "Can you do it?" "I'll try," answered the old engine. The coaches stood at the platform. Scarlery advanced on them, hissing crossly. "I'm ashamed of you," he scolded. "Such behaviour, you might have hurt your passengers on market day too." "We're sorry, Scarlery. We didn't think it's that Sir Handel. He's no tails," said Scarlery firmly. "I won't have it, and don't you dare try tricks on me." "No, Scarlery, of course not, Scarlery," quavered the coaches meekly. "Scarlery might be old and have dirty painted, but he was certainly an engine who would stand no nonsense." His friend crowded round, and the guard had to shoo them away before they could start. Scarlery felt happy. He remembered all the gates and stiles where he had to stop and whistled to his friends. The sun shone, the rails were dry. "This is lovely," he thought, but presently they began to climb and he felt short of steam. "Bother my tubes," he panted. "Take your time, old boy," soothed the driver. I'll manage, he wheezed, and pausing for breath at the stations, he gallantly struggled along after the rest at the top station. Scarlery was ready to start. "It'd be better downhill," he thought. The coaches ran nicely, but he soon began to feel tired again. His springs were weak and the rail joints jarred his. Then with a crack of a front splint broke and he stopped. "I felt all crooked," he complained. "That's torn it," said the driver. "We need a bus for your passengers." "No," pleaded Scarlery. "I'd be ashamed to have a bus take my passengers. I'll get home or bust," he promised bravely. The thin controller looked at his watch and paced the platform. James and his train impatiently too. They heard a horse peep peep, then groaning, panting and clacking. Scar Louis crept into sight. He was tilted on one side and making fearful noises, but he proudly plodded bravely on. I'll do it, he gasped between the clangs and groans. I've done it. And he sighed faintly as the train stopped where James was waiting. James said nothing. He waited for his passengers and then respectfully puffed away. You were right, sir, said Scarlery to the owner that evening. Old engines can't pull trains like young ones. The owner smiled. They can if they're mended, Old Faithful, he said. And that's what will happen to you. You deserve it. Oh, sir, said Scar Louis happily. Sir Handel is long for Scar Louis to come back. He thinks Scar Louis is the best engine in the world. He does his fair share of the work now, and the coaches never play tricks on him because he always manages them in Scar Louis' way.